Ois Chav Zayin. This is the reason why what we read in the Torah on Chanukah is the portion in the Torah that speaks about the 12 Nasiim bringing their sacrifices at the initiation ceremony of the Mishkan. Kihem klolius hayud bei shvotim b'chinas yud beis nischois hatfila shetikunam al yedei ho'emes shubchinas ner Chanukah. Because Rabbeinu Zal had taught us in this chapter in Likutei Moran that tefillah is represented by the number 12, 12 channels of tefillah, corresponding to the Yud Beis Shvotim. And Rabbeinu Zal told us that the effectiveness of tefillah is dependent on how much emes is in the tefillah. You have to shine emes into the tefillah. And we learned that Chanukah is the union of emes. The Chanukah candles, oyer, is emes. There's a pasuk Hashem oyercho v'amitcho. Now you understand why we read that portion of the 12 korbonos of Nesiim. Korbonos are an union of tefillah. The Gemara says tefillah is in place of korbonos. We read that during Chanukah so that the emes of Ner Chanukah is shining into those 12 korbonos, into the 12 gates, 12 paths of tefillah. Also, the 8 days of Chanukah we told you before correspond to the 8 times that it says emes between Kriya Shema and Shmon Esrei. V'zeh u'gemaleihem noisim nechois u'tzri v'aloid. This is why it says also that when they sold Yosef HaTzadik, whoever they were that picked him up, their camels were carrying all kinds of super sweet-smelling spices, aromatic spices. U'pirish Rashi says over there, lohidion matan schoren shel tzadikim. This is to teach us the reward that Hashem gives to tzadikim. Kinosu reichos toivois. Here, lekoved Yosef HaTzadik, Hashem worked it out that these characters who happened to come along or would be carrying him off, happened to be carrying all kinds of perfumes, you know, and aromatic things. Ki Yosef bechinas Moshiach shekol mikol hatfilos. Yosef HaTzadik is symbolic of Moshiach. Yosef is the mid of emes, as we just the hamshoch of emes, which is what Moshiach is going to be all about. Who is the koilel of all tfilos? Shem bechinas reyach toiv. Tfila is an Indian of good aroma, good smell. It's called reyach nichoyach yishel Hashem. Bechinas moirach vadoin, as the Gemara says, that Moshiach's ability is going to be to smell the truth. Certain tzaddikim are able to look at a person, see if he's telling the truth. Moshiach is going to smell the truth, because he represents the koyach. He's called ruach apeinu, Moshiach Hashem, and he is the koyach hatfila. There's a pasuk utehilosi echtam loch. Tehila, which is tefila, is associated with the chotem, with the nose. V'alkein yotzo Yaakov l'chutz loretz. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein paragraph choftes, V'alkein yotzo Yaakov l'chutz loretz, umotzo shom daiko zivugoi b'kedusha gedoyla. This is why we find an unusual item, that Yaakov Avinu had to leave Eretz Yisrael, leave the kedusha, leave the light, and go into the darkness, into chutz loretz, and there discover his zivuk bigdusha. Ki Yaakov hoyochozok bohoemes kol kach at shafilu bechutz loretz bebchinas toikef hachoyshech hoyomer loy hoemes. Yaakov Avinu was so powerful in emes that even when he was dropped into a deep ditch of darkness, even in chutz loretz, his emes shone brightly there. Bebchinas vayizrach loy hashemesh. As the pasuk says, the sun shone for him. He had his own private son, his Bechin of Emes. Shehu Bechinas Emes. Loi Daiko. Mamish had shown for him. Each person could have his own flashlight, his own powerful lantern. Two people walking around in the same Choshech, and one can't see anything, and the other one sees perfectly well. Why? He's got a flashlight with him. Shaideze Motzu Zivugoi B'chutz Loretz. As a result of this, he was able to find his Zivug in Chutz Loretz. Va'ashirus Uparnosa Gedoila. And able to achieve tremendous wealth and parnosa in Chutz Loretz. Ad Shehem Ed Yud Beis Shifteko. Till he was zoicha to establish the 12 shvotim, shem bechinas nuschoyes atfila, which symbolized the paths of tefila. Ki kol ze zoichin al yidei etzem hoemes shemeir betoikef achoyshech. Because Rabbeinu Zal showed in that chapter in Likutei Moran that when the emes shines brightly within the choyshech, that's when you're able to achieve this zivug. And it's not just when the emes is in Eretz Yisrael, it's dafka when the emes is forced to go into the choshech and do its thing over there, then it's able to bring forth from the choshech zivug and the parnos and all of those things. V'zev also like soines pasim, and this is also why it says that Yaakov Avinu made for Yosef Matzadik a special garment, soines pasim. V'dorshu Azal, the Gemara says pas yam, ki Yaakov heir al yedei Yosef ho emes lechol yudbeis shvotim shem b'chinas yudbeis nischoes atfila shehu b'chinas kriyas yamsuf leyudbeis gzorim kemoi shekos l'shom. Pas yam means like to split the sea. The ability to split the sea, the Kriyas Yamsuf, was in the schus of the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik. You remember when the Hayom Ro Vayonis, it says, it saw the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik and it split. Vayonis, in Hebrew means to run away. In English, you have that word to split, means to get lost, to run, and to split means literally to split. That was in the schus of Yosef HaTzadik that it happened. Because again, it's that mid of emes, when it's shining brightly enough, that generates the Kriyas Yamsuf, the tefillah, that makes the tefillah effective, and makes for the parnosa and ashirus and the zivuk, all of those things.
Is that like what we say in Tehillim, where it says that Hashem makes paths in the sea for the...
Exactly. Legoizer Yamsuf Ligzorim. Exactly.
So for the ships or
Hanoisein Bayam Derech. Right. Vezesh Shapirish Rashi, and this is why Rashi says in Chumash, paragraph Lamed. Vayhi kasher yolda Rochel es Yosef, vayomer Yaakov shalcheini. That it was as soon as Rochel gave birth to Yitzchak Tzadik, that's when Yaakov Avinu said to Lavan, okay, time to get out of here. Time for me to leave. Ki noilad sitnoi shel Esav. Because the antidote to Esav, Yaakov Avinu knew that his next confrontation was going to be with Esav. His antidote to Esav was just born. Kamay shekosu, v'hoyo beis Yaakov eish, ubeis Esav lekash, ubeis Yosef lehovo. That Yaakov Avinu represents fire, Esav is straw, Yosef is the flame. Which when that flame takes off, it turns the straw into nothing, into ashes. The Gemara says fire without a flame can't really do anything. So that's the concept of the koyach of Yaakov and Yosef together. Oyer velahovo shel ner dikdusha, v'zeh b'chinas oyer velahovo shel ner dikdusha. This is the concept of the light and flame of a holy candle. B'chinas neiroi samenoiro, the candles in the Beis HaMikdosh, v'ner chanaka shem b'chinas oyer ho'emes, she'ikr hislavus ho'emes, lehoyer bo'ilam ho'aydei b'chinas Yosef. Eish alone isn't enough. You need Eish v'lehova. Ki Yaakov etzem shoyresh o Eish shel adibur emes shebechinas divrei Hashem shem bechinas haloi koi dvorei ko Eish. Yaakov Avinu represents the foundation of truth, which is that Eish, the Yisoid ha-Eish. V'yosef bechinas lehova. Yosef HaTzadik represents the flame. Lohoyer ho-emes boilam, which means that the fire should light up the world. Bechinas Bahalois Chosaneirois Shetehe Shalheves Oilamei Leho, where the Pasuk says that when the Kohen lit the menorah, he had to make sure to keep the fire there until the flame was going by itself, until it could stand alone by itself. Vizeh Alidei Mul Panei HaMenorah. And it says when he lit the candles, he stood facing the menorah. Bechinas Etzem Hoemes. The facing the menorah, face, is an union of emes, which is called Shubachinas Oyer Haponim. It's called the Oyer Haponim. Yo'iru Shiva Saneirois. And that's what made all seven candles burn brightly in the Beis HaMikdosh. Shem Bechinas Kol HaKitois Shabi Yisrael, symbolizing all the different groups in Klal Yisrael. Sheyesh Bohem Kama Shinuyim, which have many differences. Shekulam Tzrichen Lechavin Daitom Lepnei HaMenorah. And all of them have to focus towards the center of the menorah, Shubachinas Yaakov, Etzem Hoemes, which symbolizes Yaakov Avinu, who is the purest form of truth. That's the concept of the different candles of menorah, which all face towards the center.
As soon as you light a fire, you have a flame.
Yes. There's two things. There's Eish and Lehova. There's spark. That Yaakov Avinu is the spark, Yosef is the flame. Again, having a spark isn't enough. It's when the spark turns into a flame, that's when it becomes, something that stands alone. Yaakov is Eish, Yosef is Lehova. Oyslam Aleph. Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh shilchu mikem echod v'yikach esachechem." This is also the explanation behind why Yosef HaTzadik said to his brothers, "Send one of you back to go bring your brother, bring Binyamin here." And we'll check out your words to see if you're telling the truth or not. Rav Nosson Zal makes a very, very important point here now. Because so long as the 12 Shvatim are not together, are not united, the Emes is not yet properly refined. V'chein merumas inyan ze b'plia muva b'yalka torivenu al parsha ze ayin shom. Rav Nosson Zal says we find a hint to this in a Medrash plia that's quoted in the Sefer Yalka Toruveni, which is a likut of Medrashim, on this parsha, you know, that we're taught, the incident of Yosef HaTzadik, emphasizing this point that Yosef HaTzadik knew that the tikkun would not be complete until all 12 brothers got together, then he would be able to reveal the emes. If one of them was missing, then the emes would not be able to be revealed properly. V'alkein ato kol arichas hagolos bavanei senor rabim hualidei hastoras etzem oemes. Rav Nosson Zal says it's for this reason that the main longevity of the golos that we're going through today is based on the fact that the emes is hidden. Kemoshikosuva tashlech emes orzo, that the truth has been thrown down to the ground and being trampled. The emes has become something that each and every group of people says that they have the emes. They're the ones that are the emes. Ube emes, Rav Nosson Zal says, the truth is, yesh etzel kol echod mi Yisrael eizen ekuda shel emes. Each and every single Jew definitely has a certain nekuda of emes. Ki kulam mizera Yaakov shu etzem emes, because all of us come from Yaakov Avinu, and Yaakov Avinu's children are called kuloi zera emes, all pure. The kol Yisrael nikroim kuloi zera emes, aval afal pikein. However, despite that, machmas taiva soilam haze v'tirdoisov, as a result of all the taivas of this world and all the tirdois of this world, which puts like cement shoes onto each and every yid and pulls him down, it draws him down from that height of emes that he has ingrained in him from birth, just by being one of the Bnei Yaakov, Bnei Yisrael, Bifrat taivas hameshagel shu pigam hazivugim, especially the taiva of pigam abris, which represents Pegam Hazivugim. We spoke earlier about the Emes being dependent on and used for Parnosa and Zivugim, those two items. So here Rav Nosson Zal says that as a result of Taivas HaMeshagel, which is Pegam HaZivugim, V'Taivas Momoin, Shu Pegam HaParnosa, and all the mistakes and all the ditches that Yidden get ourselves into, as a result of Taivas Momoin, which mess up our Parnosa, Al Yidei Zeh HaSheker Shehu HaChoshech Mesavev Mo'oid Mo'oid Eso Emes. This has caused it that the entire Klal Yisrael, which by nature and by birth should all be pure Emes, unfortunately, Emes meaning light, this light is clouded with lots and lots of darkness that's coming from the sheker of Olam Hazeh, the fact that we've allowed Olam Hazeh to infiltrate us, the sheker of money and the sheker of Taivas Niyuf, all of those things affecting us, thereby lessening our purity of Emes. And this is what's causing the golos to continue for so long. Because it's impossible for the emes to be complete unless all the brothers gather to Yosef, which is the tzaddik. V'alkein ato ikra hatikun v'atikvo hu alidei hameskarvim l'kudas v'emes. And this is why today the main tikkun for Klal Yisrael. And the main hope for Klal Yisrael is based on those Yidden who are zeichet to come close to Yosef. Those Yidden who are zeichet to come close to the Tzaddik. Just as during the time of Yosef HaTzaddik himself, there was a truth that couldn't be revealed until all the brothers got together. Yosef HaTzaddik, there was a lie going on, meaning a cover-up, where they didn't know who he was. They thought he was a goy, they didn't know. And he understood that despite the fact that 11 of them, 10 of them were there, he couldn't reveal the truth until they were all there in front of him and with him. They told him, go get Binyamin, bring him here, because he understood that it wouldn't be possible to reveal for the Hizgalus of the Emes until everybody comes to the Tzaddik. So too, Rav Nosson Zal writes that today it's the same thing. Today there's an oyer that needs to be Nizgala. Golus is Choshech, and Geula is oyer, and that oyer can't be Nizgala until everybody becomes Mekurov to the Tzaddik, and therefore each and every person who's Zecha to become Mekurov to the Tzaddik is playing a most important role in making it possible for this Emes to be revealed. Oislamid Beis, Vizesh Pirish Rashi al Posuk Vayeshev Yaakov. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to clarify and expound on an explanation that Rashi gives in Chumash on the Posuk Vayeshev Yaakov Beretz Megureyov Beretz Kanan. Rashi says, Vahume Amedrish. Rashi quotes the Medrish, which says, Hapechomi Toma Ono Yichnois Kola Pishtonazer. There was a Pacham, which is a blacksmith, who saw a huge bale of hay, and he was trying to see how in the world are we going to be able to get this huge bale of hay into a certain area. Hoya pikeach echod, so there was a certain wise man there, Heishevloi, that said to him, Nitzutz echod, yoitze mimapuach shelcha, one little spark is going to come forth from your instrument, shesoyrif is kuloid, it's going to burn the whole thing, turn it all into a little pile of ash, so it's going to fit in no problem. Kach Yaakov ro'o kol ho'alufim haksuvim lamala. So too, the Medrash says, Yaakov Avinu saw the list of all the leaders of Esav, which are listed at the end of Parshas Vayishlach. A whole list, aluf di, aluf knaz, aluf dis, aluf miz, aluf generals, 500 generals listed over there. Thomas, so Yaakov Avinu saw this and he was wondering, Va'omar, he said, Mi yucha lichboi shiskulon, who in the world is going to be able to conquer all of these guys? Maksiv lamato, so what does it say immediately afterwards? Eile toil dois Yaakov, Yosef. That from Yaakov Avinu was going to come forth Yosef. And that's going to solve the whole problem. Why? Because there's another pasuk that says, V'hoyo beis Yaakov eish, Yaakov Avinu is going to be fire, ubeis Yosef lehovo, and Yosef HaTzaddik is going to be the flame, ubeis Esav lekash, and Esav is going to be the straw. Nitzutz yoitze mi Yosef, shemachala v'saris eskulam. One little spark is going to come shooting out of Yosef that's going to burn all of Esav into ash. I know this means ki alufei Esav heim kulam bechinas sheker. All the leaders of Esav are all the bechinah of sheker. Shemishom kol malchusam visnasusam. That's where their kingdom comes from. That's where their greatness comes from. It's all a false greatness and false kingdoms. K'may shekosu, as Dovr HaMelech says in Tehillim, Pitzeini v'hatzileini miyad b'nei nechor, asher PMD bershov yaminim yamin sheker. Hashem, please save me from my enemies. So we see that the nations of the Goyim are referred to as sheker. U'bavoneseinu arabim, and as a result of our many sins, unfortunately, machmas habachlikis v'sinas chinam, shebo ayidei skabrus ha-sheker shalak masitrach roshinis arav b'yisrael. As a result of the machloikis and sinas chinam among the Jewish people, which has infiltrated us through the hisgabrus of sheker of the goyim, which has infiltrated into our camp, you know, absorbing some of their tumah and everything, it manifests itself in our midst in the form of machloikis and sinus chinam among Jews. Ali dezer arichas hagolus kanal. That's what's causing the golus to be so long. Shehasheker b'chinas malchus esov shoylet al Yisrael. That's what's making it possible for the sheker, the kingdom of esov, to rule over us. When their sheker gets into Klal Yisrael, it causes machloikis and sinas chinam. That's what makes us vulnerable and available for their domination. This is as a result of the leaders of Esav. Bechinas Yeshli Rov. As Esav said, I have leadership also. I also have a Rov. Bechinas Horav de Klipo. This is referring to the leadership of Klipo, which has become strong and great as a result of our sins. As Rabbi Nizal discusses in chapter 8, in the first half of Likud Imran, V'alkein be'emes k'siv Hashem b'mishpot yovoy im ziknei amoy v'sorov. This is why the Torah writes that Hashem is going to judge the leaders of his nation, the leaders of Klal Yisrael. Malochem tedaku ami. Hashem is going to come in judgment with the leaders of Klal Yisrael, and he's going to say, Malochem tedaku ami. What right do you have to oppress my people? Upnei aniim titchanu, and you crush the faces of the poor people. V'chein b'Yechezkel u'Zecharia, and so too in Yechezkel and Zecharia, he reprimands the Jewish leadership. Hoy roye elil, woe is to these shepherds that are idol worshippers. V'alkein Yaakov b'chinas etzem ho'emes tamo eichev sher lohoyer ho'emes boilam. This is why Yaakov Avinu was in such wonderment. How in the world is it going to be possible to shine this light of truth into the world? Ki alufei Esav ravar ve'esav anal heim rabim ma'oit moi. Because the powers of Esav are many. He's got many leaders. Ve'noitam li'atzman kol ha'memshola b'shikreim ho'rabim v'atzumim moi. And they have taken all the leadership and all the power with their multitude of sheker. To the point where it becomes super difficult to establish the truth and to make the truth, you know, win out. Heshiv, so the Medrash says, the response to Yaakov Avinu was, Heshiv ha-pikeach, the wise man said to him, Nitzutz echod yoytzi mimapuach shelcha, one little spark is going to come from your machine that's going to burn all of them into, it's going to turn all of that straw into ash. Kiyesh b'chinas Yosef. This teaches us that there is a concept of Yosef sheyochol lehalhiv oyer hoemes boilam, who has the ability to turn on the light of truth in the world. Sheyisroif lekol hashkorim shalahem, and burn, destroy all of their sheker. Ki kushta koi, because the Torah says truth will stand up. Truth is everlasting. The other stuff is all temporary. It's big. It looks very big and powerful, but it's like wind. It's like a bag of wind. Ki al yidei nitzus echod shel oyer toirosoi ho'amitis shel atzadik ho'emes, because through one spark of the light of the Torah of the tzadik emes, shemisnoitzeitz umeir b'leiv isha Yisraeli, which shines in the heart, in a Jewish heart, hamate daitoi levovoi eloemes lamitoi, of a Jew who's looking, who's really, really looking for the emes, and who's turning himself towards the tzaddik to draw that emes, who soireif umechale kol hashkorim batoyos. That's going to have the ability to burn and destroy and wipe out completely all the sheker and all the mistakes, all of that, all those mistaken faiths, shel bechina salufe Esav ravri Esav, of the leadership of Esav, kisvas emes tikoin lo'ad, the lips of truth will be established permanently for eternity. When the right time comes, v'alkein hevi hamoshol hapishtoni shenichnasim harbe pishton. Now Rav Nosson Zal throws a curveball. Rav Nosson Zal says, now I'll show you, interesting, why they used specifically Pishton in this moshel. Pishton is flax. Remez al bechinas kain shehevi mipsoiles shehu Pishton. This is alluding to the incident with Kain and Hevel, where when Cain was invited to bring a gift offering to Hashem, he brought linen, flax, pishton. Shehu bechinas haketz kol b- kamo Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says, shehu bechinas haketz kol bosor. Cain represents the end of mankind. He was the first person to kill someone, to put somebody to death. Shemishom achizas hamanhigim shel sheker hachol kemal atzadik shunekudas emes. That was the beginning. Cain is the first example of the sheker trying to topple the emes, trying to kill and destroy the tzadik emes who was represented by Hevel at that time. Shehu bechinas machloikis koirach v'doson v'aviram al Moshe Rabbeinu. This is also an extension. This is also related to the machloikis of koirach and doson v'aviram against Moshe Rabbeinu. Shemishom kol hamachloikis sheboilam kemuva, and that's the source of all the machloikis that exists in the world. It all originates from Cain and Hevel, and one example of it in a later generation is Koirach and Moshe, because it's brought that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Gilgal of Hevel. The word Hevel is Hey, standing for the five books of the Chumash, and Beis Lamed, the Chumash which begins with Beis and ends with Lamed, which Moshe Rabbeinu gave us. Cain is the opposite of that. Cain represents the Doson Vaviram. It's brought Koirach is a Gilgal of Cain. And that's one of the reasons why Korach was swallowed up by the ground, it says. Because it says that when Hevel was killed, the Pusik says his blood was swallowed up by the ground. So Korach's tikkun, in order for Cain to get a tikkun, it involved Korach being swallowed up by the ground. So Rav Nosson Zal says here, that's the source of an origin of all machloikis. Shenimshach ha-koil mi machloikis harishin sheboilam. It all extends from that first machlokes in the world, shu machlokes Kain al Hevel, ukemuva mize harbe ma'oid bekisvei Arizal b'sefer Gilgulim ein shem. The Arizal shows how the whole world is all based on Kain and Hevel. Basically, they were the two children of Adam Arishon. From them came forth the whole world, and all the machloket in the world of later generations is all related to this machloket, this original machlokes of Kain and Hevel. Alkein hevi hamoshel mipishtoni. This is why the Medrash says the moshel is that the guy was carrying a huge bales of flax. Mipchinas machloikas kain kanal. This refers to the obstacle to emes. The obstacle to the revelation of emes is the machloikas issue, which is represented by Kain, which is his symbol is the pishton. Shemishom kol hamachloikas shemizgaber alidei bchinas alufei esav kanal. That's the origin of all the machlokes, which is what allows all of Esav's leadership to be so powerful, to the point where Yaakov Avinu looked at this and said, how in the world are we going to be able to destroy all of this? But the Pikeach told him that there's going to be the Tzadik Emes, Yosef, who is the symbol of the Tzadik, and his Torah, the light of his Torah, is going to be so bright that one spark of his Torah is going to be able to destroy completely, eliminate completely that Machloikis and all of that false power of the Goyim, of the Sitra Achra, and bring it to a downfall. V'chol zehu b'chinas chaloyim paroi hanal. Rav Nosson Zal says all of this ties into that dream of paroi that we mentioned before. Sheklal hachaloyim hu shehora shehu hasheker b'chinas choysher b'chinas zayin poros haroi zayin shibolam haroi this is gabru kol kach halatoi ad asher vativleno vatovoyin el kebeno vatovoyinode kibol kebeno. The whole, the basis of his dream is all based on the ra, there's toiv and ra, and the ra is mizgaber against the toiv to such a point that it swallows up the toiv completely, where you don't even see, it looks as if there never was any toiv. The seven ugly cows swallowing up the seven good cows, remember? The whole dream. V'chol ze merames al arichas hagolus. All of this is alluding to this long golus that Klal Yisrael is going through. She'alufei Esav mamish shehim ho'akum, the leaders of Esav, which are all the nations of the Goyim. V'chein hamanhigim shel sheker, and so too the false leaders of Klal Yisrael. Nizgabrim kol kach, are strengthening themselves so much, ad shekimat nivla hatoivo emes, to the point where the true good and the truth have been swallowed up, v'loinoida kiboel kerbena, where they've disappeared almost to such an extent where it looks as if there is no good, like there never was any good. Ukamashikosub b'tikunim, as is written in the Tikunei Zohar, Tikun Chof, chapter 20, al posuk zeh, on this posuk, v'zeh l'shoinei, this is the wording of the Tikunei Zohar. Vai li Yisrael kad isbala be'erav rav. Woe is to the Jewish people when they're going to be swallowed up by the erev rav. The alayhu itmar, about which is written, v'loi noida kibo el kirbeno. That they're going to be swallowed up to such a point where you're not going to, they're going to disappear from sight completely as if they never were. Umar ehen ra kasher batchila. And it says that these ugly cows, after they had swallowed up the big, fat, beautiful cows, looked just as ugly as they were in the beginning. Meaning that there are going to be these false leaders of Klal Yisrael that are going to swallow up Klal Yisrael in a sense. You know, they're going to take over Klal Yisrael to such a point, they're going to bury it to such a point where the good is going to be just about completely as if it never was. Ad hoyu tsoreho l'roish. The enemies, the wording in the pasuk is hoyu tsoreho l'roish. The enemies of the Jews rose to leadership positions. The Zohar Kodesh says, Inon Erev Rav. This refers to the Erev Rav. Alayhu Itmar, about them is written, Sorechol Soirorim, Vechavre Ganovim, Kuloi Oyev Shoichad. That the leaders are going to be renegades, thieves, a bunch of thieves, all guys who are involved in graft and, you know, looking only for their own interests. Nimtzo Shekoire Hasorim Vamanhigim Shol Sheker B'Shem Ganovim. So we see that the Zohar HaKadosh calls these false leaders, these bad leaders, calls them thieves. Kihem Iker Haganovim, because they're the main thieves. Hagoinvim Das Hamoinav, because they fool the people. A thief, in Hebrew, fooling someone is called Genevus Das. They steal the minds, like, you know, they understand? Ad she'ev shalamid aleim, to the point where there's no way to stand up to these false leaders. Bebechinas v'loi noida ki boel kerbena, because they swallow up the good to such a point that the good is almost invisible. This is referring to, again, the reform and conservative, Rachmana Litzlan, elements of Klal Yisrael, who have become the Jewish leaders. You know, when you talk about the governments, who meets with the American government, who meets with the leadership of the world to represent the Jewish community? These zeros, these people who are Mechalei Shabbos, people who eat treif, people who are zero Shabbos zeros, you know, this government's leadership, which is the most shameful, you know, Erev Rav, that's what the Zohar HaKadosh calls them. Because they look to turn the Jews away from Hashem, away from religion, away from Yiddishkeit. And when Yaakov Avinu, with his Ruach HaKodesh, foresaw what was going to take place in the future, Tamokanal, he looked in awe, how in the world are we ever going to topple this? How are we ever going to solve this problem? However, this wise man that was there answered him and said, Kiafal Pikein, despite the fact that the nations of the Goyim are going to be so powerful at that time, and the Jews are going to be the most insignificant, tiny, minuscule thing imaginable, and even within the Jews, the leadership of the Jews, the leadership positions of the Jews are going to be taken up 99.9% by misfits, thieves, burglars, you know, a bunch of zeros, Erev Ravs, Rishon Gemurim, Afal Pikein Nitzu Tzechod, Adainu Al Yidei Yosef HaTzadik, Shehu Yodei Liftor L'Sakim B'chines Chalim Paroi, Al Yodo Yistakin HaKoyel V'Soyv Kol Soyiz Gal Emes. Through Yosef HaTzadik, who had the ability to interpret Paroi's dream, and he had the ability to solve the problem, he's going to be the one who's going to bring about the Hizgalus of the Emes in the future. Despite all of this, with this, Rav Nelson Zal concludes this piece about Yosef HaTzadik and about the Emes, the Hizgalus of the Emes with his brothers, etc.